Did anyone for SCR 12?
I'm going to call this meeting of the House Committee on Veteran Services and Emergency Preparedness to order for Tuesday, May 26, 2015. Before I open the public hearings, I just want to let everybody know what's going to happen with the work sessions. So work session on Senate Bill 89 is being carried over until Thursday, May 28th. The work session on Senate Bill 93 has been carried over at least until Thursday, May 28th. Work session on Senate Bill 775A is also being carried over at least until Thursday. And the work session on Senate Bill 87A is also being carried over at least until Thursday.
Chair, I got an email like a few minutes before coming to the floor that says we have floor.
Oh yeah, it is
being scheduled from 1 to 3 on Thursday.
That's right. We're going to just keep listening them on the work session, so they'll just keep carrying over.
Okay, so if we have no work session on, I mean, if we have no
right, then it'll just be carried over. We're putting them on all the future agendas until the time runs out, just so we have time. Thank you all for that. Okay, so there. With that, I'm going to open a public hearing on SCR Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 6. Mr. Administrator.
Mr. Chairman, committee members, Senate Concurrent Resolution 6 memorializes Specialist Nicholas S. Welch. Specialist Welch succumbed to wounds received from an enemy suicide bomber in Afghanistan on 6th August 2013. He proudly served as an infantryman assigned to 3rd Battalion, 15th Infantry Regiment, 4th Infantry Brigade Combat Team, 3rd Infantry Division, Fort Stewart, Georgia. His awards and decorations include the Bronze Star Medal, Purple Heart Medal, Army Commendation Medal, the Army Good Conduct Medal, the National Defense Service Medal, the Afghanistan Campaign Medal, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization Medal, and the Combat Action Badge. Senate Concurrent Resolution 6 honors him.
Very good. And I have two people signed up. Is it Luria Welsh and Barry? Please come forward and just identify yourself for the record. Yeah, good.
I'm Laura Welch, and I'm mother to Specialist Nicholas Welch.
I'm Barry Welch, Nicholas Welch's father.
Okay. And you wish to offer some testimony or comments for us? If you sit down, and the microphone can pick up your voices easier. Whatever you would like to share with us would be appreciated.
I didn't write anything.
No.
Because I would have ended up writing a book. just that he was our son. He was 26 and a half when he was in the bombing. And he lived in a coma for 2 more weeks before he succumbed to his wounds. Died August 6th. The bombing was July 23rd. And he and many others deserve, I think, this honor because he was a very honorable man, not only because he served our country, but because he was a very good man in general. And I would just like to see that this goes through to honor him, and then for it to be easier for others in the future to do this for their loved ones.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We're sorry for your loss. We're appreciative of the service your son provided and you, the family, continue to provide. And we do appreciate your coming here and introducing yourself and providing some comments too. Any other comments or questions? Thank you very much for bringing this forward.
I think she said it all for us both. Yeah, we're very proud.
And you should be.
And, you know, these road signs, I think, represent not only for our family, but for his friends. And, you know, as they grow older, they'll be able to look back at these and, you know, maybe talk to their children about, you know, a person that they knew that served and that. You know, his loss did hit home with a lot of his friends, and not in a bad way. It'd be a good way to memorialize him. Mm-hmm. I think they all deserve it. Yeah. I was doing good before I started talking about it.
No, we appreciate
all
that.
All in all about the roads, yes. I think it's fantastic thing for him, and it would represent him well, because he represented where he came from very well. There's, as she said, I could go on, but and that's it in a chest. Yeah.
Sure. Thank you very much. I can tell you I traveled across the state this weekend to northeastern Oregon, and a couple of good friends of mine who lost family members, one in particular that has one of the road signs, and they were talking about the importance of the recognition. And then many people over there that I talked to just appreciate the fact that we do it, and it is raises the level of awareness in that. So there's a lot of people certainly share your opinion and appreciate that. Anything else?
Thank you. Well, first of all, thank you for being here, and appreciate how difficult your loss is, and sharing it, and know that it's still probably pretty raw. Does this resolution include a road? I haven't seen the resolution yet. Does it include a roadside location?
To my understanding, through ODOT, we're able to like pick pretty much any freeway that we want. Like to represent him.
We choose a location for the
sign. Yeah, we choose a location. Okay. And so nice. We're choosing kind of the Staten area. We lived out in Mill City for 17 years. That's where he was pretty much raised. But we lived in Staten also, and he has friends from, all over the world. And so we thought that it'd be well-traveled, people coming from Mill City into Salem and back and forth. And so we thought Staten would be kind of a nice area.
Highway 22.
On Highway 22, that would.
What we're thinking,
Mr. Chair, committee members, the Senate concurrent resolutions is the prerequisite for the road sign. For Specialist Welch and many of the other service members that the committee has come before the committee, they do the resolution and then ODOT erects the road sign to the memorial.
Follow up. So I just want to be clear that since it doesn't actually say that in the resolution, that is indeed the path to progress, that'll get that done without us having to make sure it's in the bill, because that's a sort of new. I don't think we've done that before. We usually directed ODOT to do a road sign. So this kind of blanket, we're going to do this and that we will actually turn into a roadside. I just want to make sure before we pass the bill, since it's on its final leg, that'll happen. And maybe somebody else down there nodding knows better than I do on this. But I've just never seen it done that way before, where ODOT has sort of said, we'll go ahead and do that. I want to make sure if that's the expectation, we meet that expectation.
Mr. Chair, I agree with Rhett Parrish, and be happy to work with Brian and whatnot to make sure it is spelled out.
Okay.
Since I'm kind of the road sign guy.
Yes, you are.
We're kind of confused as to, I mean, there's like been so many and stuff. So after today, what is the procedure from here?
And that's what we're going to find out. That's why Representative Parrish raised that issue, just to make sure. So
it's a resolution, not a bill.
Right.
So I just want to make sure.
So
that
we will make sure we find out
there.
Because I was kind of, to my understanding, I was thinking like we do this today, and then it still has to go to like the House or somewhere to actually be finalized and signed. Right. Then after that, it's like, okay, this can happen, and so now ODOT can step in and say, okay, it's been passed, and so now we will help get this hung.
So can we,
Mr. Chair, I'm going to shoot Amy Joyce an email real quick, and just so that we can start getting answers back on where ODOT is on it.
Sure. But we'll find out, and we'll certainly let you know. It's a very good question. So that's our intent, and that's your intent. So
okay.
You bet. Okay. Anything else from anybody?
Thank you.
Representative Boone.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just thank you for being here, and thank you for your son's service. And it does make a difference. I have a son, but he's never been in the service, and I can only imagine your pain and everything on the loss. But, you know, when I drive and see those signs on the highway, it makes me think, and it makes me very appreciative for the service that those people did provide, and I think that's a good thing. And I think that now it's all on the record that your intent, your assumption and our intent to make sure he gets a sign in a place that you like. So,
great.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, can I ask you, just to clarify, were you thinking in terms of a road sign that would specifically name Nicholas, or would it be more to honor other veterans?
This one will be for just Nicholas, and to my understanding, mm-hmm. we've talked to two of the other Gold Star dads who kind of started this whole thing and got road signs for their sons. And so what it'll do is it'll have his name, his branch of service, and then from here out, when there's another person who wants to have a road sign done, yeah. it'll already be passed, so they don't have to go through all these steps. It'll just be kind of an automatic
kind of paving the way.
And nice. So each person can have it done individually for their loved one.
That, Mr. Chair, that's probably not the way it's going to work. I mean, I don't see any problem with making sure that we get Nicholas taken care of under SCR 6. I'm hoping. Normally, I have these things ironed out ahead of time with ODOT, and it's generally specific to one fallen soldier. ODOT doesn't do blanket things because they need to know exactly the stretch of highway and whatnot. But I think we can get Nicholas taken care of here. So,
The other signs, it said, you know, fallen hero freeway mm-hmm. project or something like that. And then it states the name. Adam Bias was one of them, and then it says his branch, like United States Marines. And so this one would say the same thing, fallen hero mm-hmm. highway, and yeah. then it would say Specialist Nicholas Welch, United States Army. And then whoever from here out wants to, you know, to have this done, then they would go through whatever steps. But we were just told that this one, the SCR6,
yep.
mm-hmm. That it's to make it to where it'll be easier in the future for people who want to do this. And I don't know how that works. Yeah, so.
That is our understanding for this.
Yeah.
I believe it's all in process now. And we're just.
It'll still be steps, obviously, but to my understanding, this will make it easier for in the future for others to
purpose of parish.
So I'm glad we're having this conversation because I would hate to have this get off the House floor and be done, which is sort of its last step after it votes here, and have that not be nailed down. So, but we might consider as this February committee bill memorializing that if you bring one of these forward as a in memoriam, and the family so chooses to find that stretch in their community that they'd like to name, that we just make that a process with ODOT and establish it in statute that says that, you know, what the Welch family believes was going to happen can actually happen through the process of a concurrent resolution, either House or Senate. And I think that would be a good easy short committee session bill in the 2016 session, so that as we have these, there's no confusion that can't happen in the future. So,
and so Representative Huffman, you'll work with Brian and we'll make sure it's very clear what's happening with this, and then we'll decide if there's other things we're going to do.
Yes, I sent Amy Joyce from ODOT an email just now and copied the two of you on it. One other question is payment for the sign.
Right.
Has that been discussed with you? Or
We were just told by the two other families that we as a family do have to pay for that, and the cost is like, I think they said around $650 or something like that was what they paid. There's four, to my understanding, there's four signs that's been passed, and there's one on 22 going towards the coast for Adam Bias, who was here in Salem. And then there's two down, like in the Albany.
Highway 34 in Cumberland County. Yeah.
And then there's one up towards Oregon City that's been done. So there's like four of them. Yeah.
We can get an exact amount. I just didn't want you to get a bill and go, what's the bill?
Yeah, so. we were forewarned that, you know, it's not cheap, but and that, you know, the family is responsible for whatever fees ODOT charges. So we're aware of that.
And they've been great to work with us, but I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, I've spoke with, and when all of this started, when the other gentleman got them for their sons, which was like a year and a half ago or so, we went to the unveiling of the signs, and ODOT was there with the people, and Katie, I think was her name, was who I had spoke with at that time.
Katie Teal.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes, that's her. Yeah. And she just said, you know, keep in touch, and as things progressed, you know, we would, you know, go back and forth and
discuss. This is probably on their radar, but probably just want to make sure that it goes smoothly for you.
Right.
I think it's just a weird technical problem on our side of things. The bill for the Oregon City sign was in the 2013 session, and it was a bill and not a resolution. So that, it's just how this got drafted. But we'll work to get it fixed.
Yeah, they said that the dads that we spoke with, they said that when they went through this whole process, that they did it specifically like they were trying to get it passed for just their son individually. And so that was what made it to where it was harder. Like each person would have to come in and do it just for their son. But by getting this whole process done, that's what I meant by it would be easier, because it would be something already passed that people could do. It's not just for their person. That makes sense. And so they said that, hang in there, because once this is done, then you'll be kind of the last person that it's like really hard for, or time essence where it takes a long time.
Okay,
I'll figure that out.
Thank you.
Rep.
Escobar.
Yeah, I agree with my colleagues that we need to nail this down and get a procedure. We have a precedence, obviously, through ODOT right now, but to share a little story with you, which would just amaze you probably, that we have one Congressional Medal of Honor recipient in the state of Oregon, and he tried for 50 years to get a license plate that said Congressional Medal of Honor recipient, and unsuccessful, because we didn't tweak the system for him. In fact, they wanted $16,000 up front, and he had to agree to buy 500 sets of plates a year. Well, we only have 73 Congressional Medal of Honor recipients in the United States, so pretty ludicrous. But we were all involved in that. If you remember, we all pitched in and rolled up our sleeves, and within 2 weeks, he had his plates.
That's great.
I know the DMV, we originally, because we have veterans, Gold Star plates, and they said that the parents only can have them, no siblings, and so now I know that Ben Thorpe,
I believe so.
He's in the process of trying to get it to where siblings can do that. And then for my son's car, it was very well known in Savannah, where he was stationed at, down there. We wanted to do a Purple Heart on his license plate, but they said that no, it has to be the recipient only. Somebody that's not deceased, they'd have to say, I want the Purple Heart license plate or whatever. But we had thought that, it would be a nice thing for him to have that on his car.
It was an assumption we had that we could get those for him. But you have got, you can't do it post office.
So basically all we can do is either, the Gold Star ones, or we can have customized ones that, says something on there.
Mm-hmm.
And so we went with the Gold Star plates.
Yeah. Representative Parrish.
So maybe we bring a couple of things ODOT related, because we can buy a set of license plates that have our state rep. I don't put them on my car. They cost me $150. This family wants to have a set of Purple Heart plates, and they're going to put them in a frame somewhere. Let's get them the license plates. Like, that's not difficult. So, I don't run them on a car, but if you want to get a set, I think ODOT should sell them a set. This isn't, this isn't.
Well, somebody was, so. they were like astounded. They were saying, like, veterans have to pay for that. I mean, like, when you go to register and you get new plates, and they were really upset when we were talking about it. And, I just assumed, obviously you'd pay, but they were like, that's, they were really upset that that the veterans had to pay for those and, that kind of thing. Yeah. So.
Okay, very good. Thank you again. And thank you for participating in this conversation, because you can tell it's not clear even to us. And we just want to make sure you get what you deserve and are expected to do.
Yeah.
So.
We were just kind of under the assumption that this is, like you said, on the last leg of it, that it's nearing the end of all of the part here, and then it kind of gets turned over to ODOT at that point, and then it's another, however long to get it all.
Yeah. We'll just make sure of that.
Right on.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You bet. Close the public hearing on SCR 6. I'm going to open a public hearing on Senate Concurrent Resolution 14.
Mr. Chairman, committee members, Senate Concurrent Resolution 14 memorializes Corporal Keaton Grant Coffey. Corporal Coffey of Boring, Oregon, was killed by insurgents on May 24, 2012, while conducting combat operations in Helmand Province, Afghanistan. He proudly served as a military working dog handler assigned to 1st Law Enforcement Battalion, 1st Marine Headquarters Group, 1st Marine Expeditionary Force, Camp Pendleton, California. His decorations include the Navy Marine Corps Purple Heart Medal, Combat Action Ribbon, the Navy Achievement Medal, Good Conduct Medal, the Afghanistan Campaign Medal, National Defense Service Medal, the Global War on Terrorism Service Medal, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization Medal, and the Sea Service Deployment Ribbon. Senate Concurrent Resolution 14 honors him.
Thank you very much. And Mr. Grant, is it Kofi?
Coffee.
Thank you. Thank you.
Here's a little history that my cousin used to give. Marsha Coffee was a newscaster on Channel 6 until she went into private life. She's an author now, and she wrote that on Memorial Day this weekend.
Oh, okay.
And there's also some extra magnets and stickers.
So, sorry, I started talking.
No, you don't have to get too close to the mic. Okay. It'll pick it up just as long as you got
I started talking before I got to the mic. But thank you, Chair and Vice Chair and members of the committee, for having me today.
If you just
My name is Grant Coffey.
Thank you.
I'm a resident of Boring. I was with Portland Fire Department for 37 years. I retired when I lost my boy, and it was 3 years ago Saturday. And he was a dog handler. He had a Belgian Malinois, which they affectionately call in the service Maligators because they are a missile of teeth, pretty much is what they are. The dog that went in first to on the Osama bin Laden raid was a Belgian Malinois. And my son had one of those and smelled about 12 explosives. He was killed while assigned to a Special Ops Marine Raider unit by a sniper, unfortunately, 3 years ago Saturday. So not to be redundant, but it bears repeating a few things from the family before, who were also Gold Star family, so we have something in common that's not something I would want anybody else to share. However, I have also been working with Michael Thorpe and Dave Troyer, whose son, joint son, Tyler Troyer's sign is on Highway 34 on the way to Corvallis from I-5. And their goal now is to get, again, the and I realize this can get pretty convoluted in the political process. There's so many things that have to be covered, so many people to talk to, and so many approvals that need done. But their site, Heroes Highway, it has all the forms on there, explains everything. It's very simple. However, it is very cumbersome for the families to do it individually every time. So I applaud your efforts and Michael Thorpe's, who originally started the license plate program for Gold Star families also. He has the first one. And he was at my son's event this weekend, our third annual Hero Half Marathon in Sweet Home. We raised, after this event, we'll probably be about $40,000. We've given all our money back, very little overhead. We gave to Operation Homefront, the Wounded Warriors Project, and my son's scholarship fund at Damascus Christian School, where he was student body president. And then this year we gave half of the funds to the Chapter 585 of the Vietnam Veterans of America, because they have been there for us. They're largely the Patriot Guard, and quite frankly, they're getting up in age, and they didn't get anything to speak of when they came home. And many of you here today are experienced enough to have been there, and during that time, it was not a pretty time, and their vow is never to let that happen again. As a firefighter, my vow is to never forget, and I am the earthly voice and my wife for my son. Again, Corporal Coffey will live on, like many veterans, and we just went through another weekend of memorials. He's just right down here on the wall, and I would like to say that we have already done all the paperwork for ODOT. This resolution really kind of fixed up some of the problems, and that's thanks to former Representative Greg Matthews, who's the chief of Gresham. He actually heard about it and called me and said, "How can I help?" and pretty much cut through a lot of red tape and got it going again. So I apologize for not understanding all of the intricacies of this process, but I like the other Gold Star parents, want other people and other children to be raised seeing these signs, and hopefully understanding what commitment and sacrifice for these guys that don't have an earthly voice anymore, that paves the way for them to do anything they want in this country. The other thing I wanted to say is Local 43, Portland Firefighters Association, heard about this, and again, I worked there for 37 years until about 2 years ago. And they paid for the sign for us, and it's $600, and it's on the website. Everything's very cut and dried on the website. It's just that ODOT has to wait for you guys to get all the dots, you know, I's dot and the T's crossed, and for good reason. They just can't have anybody coming out there. But there, fortunately, are fewer now that will be applying for a while until, heaven forbid, we have another conflict where we kill more of our treasures of this of the United States. So that's really about all I have to say. I came down here just to tell you that at the other end of the sign was a young man, and he was a beautiful person, and he went to George Fox, and I didn't want him to go in the service, and he said, "Dad, I want to serve." Very simple. And he and his dog saved many lives over there before he got killed, and we get to adopt his dog when Denny is done. And that picture of Denny, if you can see on there, he's got his hand on my son's shoulder. They bonded tremendously, and Denny, when Keaton got shot in a firefight on the Hellman River, Keaton got airlifted out, and Denny was just shell-shocked. They had to take him off. They had to take him to Shorbach, Camp Shorbach, which is where the special ops guys were, and he was out of commission for a while because he just couldn't do anything without Keaton. So, again, it's been hard, but I'm very fortunate to have had this son for 22 years, and I appreciate the opportunity to talk to you about him.
Thank you very much. Any questions?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Coffey, thank you for coming, and thank you for your son.
I appreciate
service.
It.
And I'm always such a sucker for a guy with a dog, so.
Oh, yeah.
That is a great picture.
I've got a Scotty. What about a Scotty?
No. Yeah. A dog's a dog.
Now, if you just one lighthearted thing. Yesterday, or at the end of Hero Half, there were three Marines with their dogs that came into town from as far away as Colorado just to overnight. They drove overnight to give a demo on the Belgian Mal's capabilities. And again, they call it the Maligator for a good reason. It is bred by the Israelis to smell explosives, and it is lean like a greyhound, but it looks like a German Shepherd with a big black head and short hair, and it is... just like a missile, and so I got to put the bite sleeve on, and they let it attack me, and it's on in my son's Facebook page, herohalf.org gives all the links, and I still have the bite marks. They ruined the sleeve. It bit through it. Fortunately, I'm okay, but they said that he eats a bite sleeve a week pretty much, and this is a year old puppy. A Belgian Mal. Now, there's a Belgian Mal in New Mexico named Kay Keaton, named after my son, and he is a lot bigger. They said they have to use an armored sleeve with him. He'll break your arm when he grabs it. So you see, he bites so hard. But and also, just to finish, Sunday, we went to Willamette, or I'm not sure if I'm allowed to say names of the wineries, but it's a local winery in West Lynn, and we got to release a rehabbed barn owl. It's a cute little white owl with a cute little face, flat, round. It's beautiful. They rehabbed it to eat the voles and the critters around the winery. And the Oregon, it's an Oregon Society for Rehab Birds, and I can't remember the name of it, but we got to release it and name it. And it's named Keaton, and it lives around the winery, and it was on KGW yesterday, a story they did, and day before yesterday, and it's just a beautiful story. Keaton's fiance, they were due to be married 6 weeks from the time he got killed. Everything was planned and done, and pretty much she's 3 years later just starting to recover. And she got to release that bird. And I got to say, you guys know what the nation's symbol is, the eagle, and the Marine symbol is an eagle, globe, and anchor. And there were two bald eagles circling overhead at the exact time she released that. And the winery owner said, "I've never, ever seen eagles over this winery." And I don't know what your belief system is, but there are certain things that you can't explain away. And I was just, all of us were blown away. Everybody's crying. And it was just an amazing event. So again, I'm going to spend the rest of my life speaking for my boy, and because he did all the heavy work over there. And thank you very much.
Thank you. We're sorry for your loss, but we really appreciate your bringing forward and sharing that with us.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. I'm going to close the public hearing on SGR 14.
I don't see eagles there. I was going to say that's his son.
So now we're going to move to a work session.
I have it in my backyard.
Of course you do.
I said, I've lived in Westland for 12 years. I've never seen an eagle in Westland.
I said, I haven't, but my backyard.
You know what that means, right? You're in her backyard.
You can come and look at it.
Okay, I'm going to open a work session on Senate Bill 779.
Mr. Chairman, committee members, as you recall, Senate Bill 779 requires Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife to study treating uniformed service members as residents for recreational licensing purposes and to report to the legislature by September 15th, 2016. We met on May 7th about this. There is no revenue impact and a minimal fiscal impact.
Okay.
Chair Lively, I move Senate Bill 779 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Boone moves Senate Bill 779 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, please call the roll.
Vice Chair Boone?
Aye.
Vice Chair Esquivel?
Excuse me.
Vice Chair, Representative Evans?
Yes.
Representative Huffman?
Excuse.
Representative Harris?
Aye.
Representative
Caluso? Aye.
Chair Lively?
Aye.
Motion carries. Let's see, we need a carrier.
Can I?
Carrier for that?
I was going to suspend the rule, ask to suspend the rule so we can.
You want
to
do that first? Okay. No,
I think
please
he may want to carry it.
Okay. Go ahead.
I don't know what the right word is. I move to suspend the rules to allow Representative Esquivel to vote.
Is there any discussion or disagreement with suspending the rules?
We could talk about why he wasn't here.
We probably won't, though.
You wouldn't believe it if I told you.
No, okay. Hearing no objection, Representative Esquivel, how do you vote? On
779?
779.
Aye.
And there was some, would you like to carry this bill?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
That's because I was outside, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll remember that.
Okay, so the work session is closed on Senate Bill 779, and Representative Esquivel is the carrier. And I'll open a work session on Senate Bill 781A.
Mr. Chairman, committee members, Senate Bill 781A, as you recall, we heard on May 7th, exempts longstanding association of current and former members of the armed forces as specified from the Operation Insurance Code, requires exempt associations to provide certain documentation and records to the Department of Consumer Business Affairs, permits DCBS to require increase in capital or surplus, requires specified notice issued with exempt associations policies, declares emergency effective on passage. No revenue impact, no fiscal impact, but you have the paperwork before you.
Before us. Okay.
Chair Lively, I move Senate Bill 781A to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Boone moves Senate Bill 781A to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Not, please call the roll.
Vice Chair Boone?
Aye.
Vice Chair Esquivel?
Aye.
Representative Evans?
Yes.
Representative Huffman?
Aye.
Representative Parrish?
Aye.
Representative
Lisa?
Aye.
Chair
Lively?
Aye.
Motion carries. Carries, carrier for this bill? Sorry, voluntary.
Which one are we looking at?
Oh, all done.
Okay, thank you, Representative Parrish.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
May I make a motion to suspend the rules to allow Representative Huffman to vote on Senate Bill 779?
Okay. Is there any objection to suspending the rules to allow Representative Huffman to vote on Senate Bill 779?
I thought there was like a rule, one suspension per bill.
I don't know, Representative Parrish. We may have to look into that, but we don't know it right
except
now. So
it's Rep. Huffman.
Yeah.
That's right.
So Rep. Huffman, how do you vote on Senate Bill 779?
Aye.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So work session. I guess I've already closed all the work.
You did all.
And all the rest of them are carried over. Any other business to come before the committee?
Nope.
Okay, seeing none.
Merger. I was outside and I got assigned to carry the 779. 779. I got assigned to carry the